This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Natasha Rano meets Aston Marigold.
Okay.
It's Death and JLS.
My sanity is in the passenger seat. I let her drive, she is my guide. We're flying reckless tonight. Direct me to the floor and turn it up some more. I'ma get it on. Direct me to the floor and turn it up some more. I'ma get it on. She makes me wanna
She Makes Me Wanna on BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Natasha Reno, and for the next hour, we're going to be chatting about the Masked Singer, Brit Award celebrations, and X Factor with Aston Marigold from JLS. It's great to have you back with us. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. There's just so much I want to talk to you about. So let's get started at the very beginning, because I used to love watching this programme when I was younger. And Aston, at 14 years old, you were on Stars in Their Eyes. So did that give you a taste of what things could be like and want to make you be in the music industry even more?
To be honest, at 14, I actually had no idea of what the music industry kind of was even about. I think obviously just kind of going into the show and cameras, the lights, the kind of all the producers, the runners, everything like that was just exciting to me. So I was just a bit like, you know, this whole perception, let's say, of the entertainment industry was so far removed, just because it still seemed like it was behind the screen. So when having that kind of, I suppose, that first taste, it was nice, but it wasn't really still as revealing as it kind of got over the years since. So it left me, I suppose, maybe a little bit naive as well.
What made you get into music? Who were your inspirations?
For me, getting into music was very, I suppose, very household led. I think there was always music on. everyone in my family loves music, which is great, but funnily enough, they don't actually sing. You know, a few kind of DJs and kind of music lovers, music connoisseurs, as they like to put themselves. But yeah, no kind of singers. So for me, it was very much, as I said, kind of going into the screen and watching, you know, music videos and interviews and whatever it is you kind of, you can gather from these artists. So from a young age, trying to mimic the music videos, trying to mimic the songs, the styling as well, everything, it was just so incredible to me as a young child. That would definitely set me off on a kind of path of, I suppose, trying to work out what this whole music thing was all about.
You know, what was your first recollection of music? What was the first song that you remember ever hearing or coming into contact with?
So many songs, I think, you know, coming into contact with as a youngster, I think. But a really probably poignant moment for me was like the first record you ever got to buy. You know, back in the day when it was, you know, your HMVs and you could literally listen to singles on headphones in the store of new singles that were about to be released or new albums that were going to be released or whatever it may be. That was a real big moment for me, kind of being able to buy my first song. And buying Usher's My Way was a massive moment. I was a bit like, I've got saved up my pocket money and I'm ready to kind of go to HMV and just buy my first CD as such. And that was the one, that was it, Usher. And it didn't kind of stop from there.
Catching bricks don't concern me, so forget it, little midget. My mind on seven digits before I pay heaven skies to visit. I'm pulling all stops, locking down all spots, saying you can't front. So from this day forth, you know I'm all about heat, and what I do be the major league. That's why your girlfriend's paging me, and she know like he know. You don't see her like I see her, so she's out the door. Shotgun in my drop, having fun with the dun system. Based on conversation about how she been chasing me and facing me, saying give it to me now, baby. Chance that she could get, but you think you a baller, and I ain't gonna call her. Clip that, you can get mad if you want to, say whatever you want, but she's still gonna give it up. She likes it my way.
Reno meets Aston Marigold.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
I can see why you bought that as your first single. Usher is awesome. Great choice. But let's talk about your time on the X Factor, because that's when you became a household name. So what was it like stepping in front of Simon Cowell for the first time? Do you remember what your feelings at the time were?
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, what people kind of see on the screen is, again, still so far removed from the whole story. You know, we started as, I think, rehearsals behind the scenes for producers and the show itself all the way in, I want to say, like March, April time through 2008. And obviously, the show is at the end of the year when everyone kind of sees it. You know, it's that kind of build up to Christmas. So we had that whole massive run. So we didn't actually get to see Simon and the rest of the judges until months after a bit of deliberation throughout the TV show and jumping the hurdles. So when we did actually get to that point, we felt very ready. You know, the build up, and then we kind of, you know, the nerves then kind of turned into a bit more excitement than anything else, and we just really eager to kind of get in the room. So that first kind of encounter with Simon, I remember, was actually a good one in terms of how auditions are, because obviously you're always nervous, but just, as I said, so eager to get in there, just really wanted to show what we could do. And yeah, it was an exciting moment.
So what was the song that you sang?
The song that we sang at the time was Shy, If I Ever. And that was a song that we had been rehearsing from day one. That was our very first song we kind of sang together. So we knew it inside out. It was just a great song to show off vocal ability as a group. We tried to be as mapped out as possible, kind of cover every bass. You just obviously want to get good comments from judges. That's the goal and that's the aim, to kind of get through. And we definitely had a lot of love in that room from the judges, from people behind the camera, from, you know, everybody else that was in that room. There's a lot of people in there, not just you judges. So yeah, the excitement was very, very real. And we were as excited, if not more as excited, as soon as we got those yeses.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall like you.
Yeah. The very next time you'll be my friend.
If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just want to be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that the lady is a friend.
Like you,
my friend.
Very next
I need someone who will be my friend.
I can believe in
my friend.
To
be with me
through
thick and thin.
My friend.
Please share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you.
Sure that the lady just
like you.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
Natasha Renault meets Aston Marigold.
I watched your audition tape back, and you know what? It was really nice to see you performing, and especially as you said that the song was actually something that you sang when you very, very first got together. But what I didn't realise was that you were actually called something different before you went on X Factor. So how did the name JLS come about? Because I didn't know that that actually stood for Jack the Lad Swing.
Yeah, so Jack the Lad Swing, obviously JLS. When you dive into the story, for us, it was very, we loved the new Jack Swing era, all that early 90s kind of R&B flavour, very Americanized, but obviously we were British, so we had to kind of spin something and make a name that still was commercially pop, but at the same time meant something to us and what we kind of loved. So that's where Jack the Lad, British, kind of cheeky chappy kind of, you know, vibe. And then the new Jack Swing, Swing era, was something that obviously we brought into it and we thought just worked really well. From there, yeah, we were actually called UFO first. And from UFO, we had a whole list of names. To be honest, we had a whole list of names and we went through the X Factor process kind of even halfway through boot camp, all got, you know, all this stuff. We were asking all the other acts, all the kind of seniors at the show, and there was a lot of names floating around, but JLS was the one that definitely stuck out the most, and we were like, yeah, more than happy with this one.
I mean, it worked. You've been so successful over the years, but at the time of X Factor, you didn't actually win it. You came second, you came runners up. But what do you remember from the night before the finals of X Factor? What did you get up to?
The very night before the finals was full chill because we'd been working so hard that week. For us, obviously, and Alexandra, yeah, we've just been, you know, at it for 12 weeks, you know, 12 live weeks, plus obviously pre-live shows, audition processes. It was a very, very long process and we were knackered by the end of it, but we tried to kind of chill that night after a long day of rehearsal. We was a bit like, no, tonight we need to kind of chill and just make sure, yeah, we're ready for it. This was the moment we kind of all dreamed of, and as much as we were kind of going week by week, we wanted to just keep doing better. We'd hit the goal, we'd hit the benchmark for us kind of going, wait, this is the last bit. Like, we've been trying to get from, you know, week one to week two, two to three, four, and so on. This was the end. So we'd made it. We'd done exactly what we set out to do. And now it was a bit like, oh, we can win this thing. So we have to give ourselves the best shot. So we were actually chilling, to be honest, after that, just kind of vibe and listening to music. We'd actually been listening to the same album, I think, for nearly 12 weeks, which is the Neo album, which for us was a massive one, Year of the Gentleman. And it was just something, again, it just stuck with us. I don't know why, but it was just something that we were like, right, put it on, let's chill, relax, eat, sleep, whatever we need to do, just to be ready for tomorrow. So yeah, we were in full chill mode.
Natasha Renault meets Aston Marigold.
Closer, closer, closer. Woo! Turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control of sin. The more I get, the more I want. She wants to own me. Come closer. She says, come closer. Hey,
and I just can't pull myself.
It's Neo and Closer here on BFBS, the Forces Station, with me, Natasha Renault, and we're chatting to Aston Merigold from JLS. I want to talk about your win at the Brit Awards back in 2010, because you took home the British Breakthrough and British Single for Beat Again. So what do you remember from that night? Because those award shows are pretty crazy.
Yeah, listen, that's probably the craziest award show experience we've ever had, I think, at the time, because we were rattling off singles and then we were having number ones and albums were going to number one and we were shooting the biggest music videos ever. And, you know, as you said, to be the first act itself to kind of come out and be winning multiple awards from the Brit Awards was huge. We didn't really know what to do after that win. We got to like the dressing room and stuff. We had performances to do that only enhanced the performance. It was such a blur, but at the same time, we did take time to try and stand back and enjoy and take in the moment. Honestly, such a massive, massive time. And the party was something that definitely didn't disappoint as well. We had, I think JB, I think he still has the bottles of champagne that was sent over to us by Jay-Z that night, because that was a huge moment for Empire State of Mind with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys performing. And yeah, that night was a massive party and we got the nod from one of the greatest to ever do it, and getting drinks sent over by him, it was a bit like, nah, this is all a bit of a fantasy, really, isn't it? As I said, continuing that journey that we were trying to really persevere onto, we were doing it. And I think, you know, as I said, we had to step back and really take that in and be like, we have to keep going. We're doing this. This is it.
I mean, that's awesome, isn't it? To have been recognised by Jay-Z. What now? I have to ask you this, because I've heard, you know, when people receive like Oscars and things, they kind of put them in the attic or, you know, in the toilets and in really weird places. What have you done with your Brit Award?
My Brit Award's funny enough, my mum has one. So she has one of mine. The other one I had in my studio at home. Yeah, that one goes pride in place. I don't think, you know, there's a few awards around that are probably scattered within the toilets and certain parts of the house. Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I've definitely got those scattered around. But yeah, the Brit Award takes pride of place.
Down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I read Dice CeeLo, three card Marley, Labor Day Parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley, Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State, that's... Blinding, girls need blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple, Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. MJ's made, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Big city. BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Natasha Reno meets Aston Marigold.
You've had some great achievements with JLS, but then it was really sad because in 2013, the band decided to split, and that was because you wanted to go out on top. But then the decision came about a couple of years ago to get back together again. So how did all of that happen?
To be honest, over a bottle of wine. Like, it was as simple as that. It was very, very simple for us. We always knew, obviously, it wouldn't be forever that we were, you know, doing our own thing. We obviously, of course, we were going to come back at some point. I think we all kind of knew that. But we didn't want to make any false promises just in case. And we could do it in our own time. So I wouldn't say the best time in the world for it to announce it. Obviously, 2020 for everyone was a bit of a crazy year for the whole world and led on to a crazy couple of years. But for us, when we did decide to kind of do that, it was purely for the love of the brand that we had poured our heart and soul into for so many years. So yeah, over a nice bottle of wine, it was clear to kind of go, right, yeah, let's do it again. Let's go back. Let's get some tours going.
But I know that you say that this was obviously announced in 2020, but you know what? It kind of gave people something to look forward to when we came out of all of that. And it really is all go, go, go for you this year because you're going to be touring a lot. But what is your favourite song to sing solo on tour?
Oh, favourite song to sing out on tour solo, I would have to say it's Bedrock. For me, it has to be my song Bedrock, just for the pure fact of the guitar intro, for one, is very recognisable. I did it on the last tour and I actually only released the song, I think it was only a few weeks before, not even a few weeks before, I think maybe even a week before the tour. And the guitar solo of it is very recognisable. My fans were very, very much on the ball with that when they knew the words straight away. And it took me back. So I actually had to restart the song a few times because I was so surprised at how much they knew of the song. But they knew it. So I was so taken aback and it was amazing to see. So it was definitely one of my firm favourites that I've done. It's clearly a favourite of the fans as well, which is amazing.
She don't wanna dance, she just wanna move. She just wanna take two shots and get loose. Spend some money and blow some rubber bands. Take the strip club and to the bedroom. Hola, hermosa, it's nice to meet you. Let's turn this bar into a mood. I'll make this into something you're into. No sleep on ice, I'm 42. Come closer, she says she want me to hold her. Tight like the old leather soldier. Push on my buttons, control her. Hands on my holster. She wanna be my revolver. Bang, bang, bang till it's over. We couldn't wait any longer. Yeah. Hey, 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 move your body till the night turns day. We can party in a place where we lay. Ain't nobody tryna stop this bed rocking. Rock, the rock, stop this bed rocking. Rock, the rock, stop this bed rocking. Fiesta. The bed.
Oh my God.
Said she couldn't find nobody better.
Bang, baby, bang till it's over. We couldn't wait any longer.
Your birthday, we gon' keep it rockin'. We gon' make the earthquake. Every night's a party. Baby, it's your birthday. We gon' keep it rockin'. We gon' make the earthquake. Rock, the rock, stop this bed rockin'. Rock, the rock, stop this bed rockin'. Every night's a party. Rock, the rock, stop this bed rockin'.
It's the fiesta, baby, it's your birthday. We gon' rock it, we gon' make the earthquake.
You're listening to BFBS, the Forces Station, with me, Natasha Reno, and we're chatting to Aston Marigold from JLS. Now, you mentioned that fans love singing along to that song we just heard there, Bedrock. But what is it like when you're in front of the fans and they're singing your songs back to you?
It's a very surreal thing, especially if you have written the song yourself and it's kind of just come out of nowhere. You make songs out of nothing. You sit in a room and you try and build a track and then words come, you know, with melodies and all sorts. And as crazy as it sounds, it is out of thin air. So when you are able to have a crowd of people sing it back to you, something that you've created, there's no better feeling, especially for my kids do love to sing all the songs back. So whenever they are at my shows and stuff like that, it's amazing to kind of see stuff like that happen. And it's such a surreal but amazing moment for sure.
That must be so cute when you can see your kids singing along to your songs. I bless you. So
yes.
You're playing at some really intimate venues on 4AM Tour. So it must be nice to get up and close to your fans, but you're also going to be playing at some really big arenas later on in the year with JLS. So what do you prefer, the more intimate gigs or the big crowds?
Well, it's a tough one. When you look at the intimate gigs, it's almost like you have to hone in on your craft a lot more. It's hard because the massive amounts of people that you can obviously get into arenas and stadiums and stuff is incredible. And having people sing songs back to you and see the amount of people that kind of, you know, spend their well-earned money to kind of just come and see you is so humbling. But as I said, at the same time, to have that intimate encounter with people without the gags, without, you know, it's just you and the microphone. That's what I love. It's nice to kind of have my cake and eat it.
2023, it is going to be a crazy busy year for you. So when you're having that downtime, what music are you listening to?
Downtime music for me, I love it. I think for me, the artist probably I'm listening to the most right now is called Lucky Day. I was lucky enough to work with him a few years ago writing, and he was such an amazing talent. Played me some of his songs then, and I just couldn't wait for them to be released. And yeah, obviously now, as you know, as much as it's great to know that person, but to kind of be a fan of theirs is even better, and I get to experience it with everybody else. And yeah, the music is amazing, especially if you are in that, you know, whether you're driving, whether you're cooking in the kitchen, whether you're at the gym, whether you're wherever it is you want to be, whether you're, you know, just kind of fully relaxing, then you don't want to do anything. This, you know, for me, is the perfect artist to listen to. So yeah, Lucky Day is 100% my chill sessions.
Back. on a thin line. We've been through it like 10 times. I'ma put you in line. Yeah, I had you on an incline. Now I don't even wanna reply. I'ma have to decline. Yeah. You show me I don't wanna rewind. Yeah. No, you a 10, but that attitude ain't fine.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Natasha Renault meets Aston Marigold.
Now, you've had so many great solo tracks, but if you were going to be doing a collab with someone, who would it be?
I mean, there's so many people of, like, old that I would love to kind of, you know, some of the greats that I would really love to collab with. But I would say probably a more recent day GOAT is Drake. I'm such a massive Drake fan. I think everything he pretty much touches turns to gold in terms of an artist. He's so clever. I don't think he really gets his flowers as much as he kind of should. As big as he is, I think it's that's kind of just to do with the songs. But in terms of his artistry and his approach to everything, I think it's second to none. So Drake would definitely be my number one go-to, I think.
Natasha Renault meets Aston Marigold.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your stuff.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Music specials. Natasha Renault meets Aston Marigold.
You've been up to so many things since JLS split, and recently you were on The Masked Singer. So what did your family make of it when you revealed yourself?
Do you know what? That was the kind of the main point to kind of do the show. I think for me, it was, of course, like it sounded like so much fun and I was down to do it. But to have that reveal moment of the mask coming off, you know, I couldn't wait to see my eldest son's reaction to that. And I got exactly what I wanted from the show in terms of, you know, I got us sat at home, all of us just kind of sitting there watching the show, and he was fully into the show, just kind of jumping around, and it was great. And then that realization, he was only young at the time as well, that realization for him that was me, and I was sitting next to him, and it didn't really register properly in his head, which was priceless, a priceless moment. So that is something that, you know, I'm so thankful for the show for, because it was, it gave me that. But again, you know, the show doing itself, it was such a brilliant experience in terms of the songs and the people working with. It's a wildly wacky but wonderful experience, I would say, that show.
So what was the highlight from the show, and the song that you enjoyed singing the most?
The song that I probably loved singing the most was probably, I would say, that it was the opener for me. And funnily enough, I actually did this song on Strictly as well when I danced on that show. It was Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling. It was a song that's definitely a firm favourite in our household. I think it was definitely a big giveaway that it was probably me to a lot of people, but at the same time, I remember them saying, this is the one that's going to open the whole series. And it's the first song, and I was very proud of that kind of moment as well, do you know what I mean? Because it was such a, I suppose, an honour to be able to do that as such a spectacle, you know, from the performance side, but then to obviously the staging and the creative direction and stuff like that was brilliant. So it was such a big moment. And yeah, it's a song that obviously is so, so well loved within my family as well. So it's, it was just great to kind of have that as a standout moment, I think.
You mentioned Strictly there. You know what? You should have been in it for way longer than you were. You were so good. And it was great to see you do that Justin Timberlake dance. But what was your favourite dance that you did on the show? Was it that or was it something else?
I would say it was probably that one edged it over the line for me, just because the fun around it and the character I could play within that song, and I'd still be doing such a difficult genre of dance. And obviously people were just a bit taken aback, I think, from pros to judges to people watching the show to, you know, non-professionals, whatever, everyone comments on that, which is great. Close second was definitely Despacito when I did the salsa, but I definitely think that Can't Stop the Feeling edges it for me.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't need control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. When you dance, feel good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance.
I can't stop the nothing I can see but you when you dance.
Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling on BFBS, The Forces Station. It's Natasha Renault with you, and we're chatting to Aston Merigold from JLS. We've been talking about your time on The Masked Singer and Strictly, but what is next for you? Would you take on SAS Who Dares Wins?
I don't know if I could use that in my everyday, which is so weird. Obviously, everything else I can kind of use in my everyday life. In terms of the Masked Singer stuff, like vocal techniques and songs and covers and stuff like that, I've got them in the bag now. And obviously that's what I do in terms of music. And then like styles of dance, I've added those from Strictly. So I'm not sure the SAS thing for me works too much or too well. But never say never, of course. Never say never. But it's, yeah, I know obviously people that have done it and it just looks difficult. But I don't know. Maybe give me a few more months in the gym and I'll see how I feel.
So if you were going to do another show, what would it be?
Not actually sure, to be honest. There's probably no show out there that I go, oh yeah, I'm desperate to kind of do that show maybe as a contestant. But I think, you know, I'd love the judging side of stuff so much and the panel side of stuff so much because it is a lot of fun. So maybe something like that next would be great. I say next probably again would be great. So, you know, shows from like Got to Dance that I've done and then the Masked Singer tour that I've kind of, you know, done before, which is great. Panel part of the show for me are brilliant. I do love that. So maybe it's something on the other side of the desk now that I'm ready for.
Natasha Renault meets Aston Merigold.
Can I talk to you? Cause there's something I should say. Girl, I'm so confused. Is he your boyfriend? If I jump the gun, put me right back in my place. Can I kiss and run? Like I'm your boyfriend.
I could be a toy friend, I can be a lover. Take it how you want, girl, treat you like no other. Said I could be a toy friend, I could be a lover. Take it how you want, girl, treat you like no other. If you should ever wonder why these dudes are falling in line, it's cause they see the sexiness that's finally been defined.
It's funny cause yeah. You have no idea.
Beautiful I've ever seen in my whole life ever.
hottest girl in the world right now.
In the world.
How does it feel to be the hottest girl in the world right now? For right now.
BFBS. Original music specials.
Natasha Reno meets Aston Marigold.
I have to talk a little bit about your comeback, because when JLS announced their comeback, you released the track Eternal Love, which was written by Ed Sheeran. So how did it come about that you would record one of his songs?
I think Ed had put out there a little while ago that he actually wrote Lego House for JLS, which is crazy. We didn't actually know that at the time or after, until he actually put this video out there, so which was a bit crazy. So obviously, you know, reaching out to him, you know, him saying that he was a fan of JLS, which is, you know, incredible. It was just an opportunity that the stars aligned, basically, and it was just a song that kind of came out, and that, you know, all of the team loved it, and it was just kind of something we was like, right, okay, cool, so this is the one, this is the single that we come back with. It's just great that it's been written by two heavy hitters. It was, you know, a massive nod to him for that, and obviously, you know, lending the pen for that, because it was such a brilliant execution, and yeah, you know, it's part of JLS history now.
Well, Aston, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, good, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Welcome to your night, favorite drink on ice. We can watch the sun go down under city lights. Talk about our life, people we don't like. Nobody can judge our past. We'll be all right, just the two of us. Baby, that's enough. Every time I look at you, girl, I feel a rug. Life can never be tough if we stay stuck. If we stay together till forever and a day, love.
I know we're way up, even if the sky falls today. I know we won't break up.
Original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.